For the Drug Truth Network, it's 420 Drug War News. Last week in Montreal, a symposium was held by the Canadian Association of Reform Organizations and the University of Ottawa Criminology Department, the International Drug Enforcement Counter Symposium, a Canadian response to USA drug policy. This was a gathering of experts from around the world to counter the, quote, information being brought forward at that same time at a DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration of the United States symposium, which was being held in Montreal. First, we hear the opening remarks of Barrister Kirk Toussaint, who is the acting chair of the British Columbia Civil Liberties Association Drug Policy Committee.
As many of you know, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration and the RCMP are today putting on their own invitation-only private conference just down the street. We invited them both to send representatives to this symposium in the hopes of beginning a dialogue on these important issues. Unfortunately, they chose not to attend. That is regrettable, because one thing we need to make clear, and I think dialogue is the best way to do it, is that in many ways we share the same goals as the drug enforcers: safer communities and schools, a reduction in criminality, the elimination of organized crime's involvement in the drug markets. Where we differ is how to achieve those goals. Here today we have ex-law enforcement officers, judges, policy experts, civil libertarians, academics, and a member of Canada's Parliament, all in attendance to discuss drug policy and the critical need to open a dialogue about a fresh approach. The theme of the day is, can we talk? And the goal is to open a dialogue about the ramifications of U.S. drug policy hegemony. Now, hegemony is a complicated term. It's susceptible to many meanings. In fact, there have been books written on the topic. I use it to describe a phenomenon whereby a dominant force spreads its policies throughout the world. 10 days ago, the Mexican Congress passed a reform bill that would have removed criminal sanctions entirely for possession of small amounts of currently illegal substances. On Wednesday of last week, the United States weighed in, urging, and I quote, Mexican representatives to review the legislation urgently to avoid the perception that drug use would be tolerated in Mexico and to prevent drug tourism, end quote. U.S. Embassy spokesperson Judith Bryan also said that the U.S. government wants Mexico, and again I quote, to ensure that all persons found in possession of any quantity of illegal drugs be prosecuted or be sent into mandatory drug treatment programs, end quote.
Yes, the U.S. wants every country to have a U.S.-style democracy, as long as the laws can all be written in D.C. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.